9:15, we've got some sun shining here in Cranbrook. I hope you're getting the same anywhere else here in the East Kootenay today. The coldest night of the year walk is coming up this weekend. It's on Saturday, and we'll confirm all this information here right now. We've got the ladies getting set to tell us about it. Ariel, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dennis. I'm doing well. Thanks for having us.
Oh, absolutely. Lori, how are you today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Dennis.
So what happens after this? You go to work in the office? Is that where we're in motion with here today?
Yes. When we get back to the office, we'll be continuing on with our coldest night of the year event preparations.
Right. How is that going so far?
It's going really well. We still need some walkers and some volunteers.
Right. What's the whole idea of this? There's a bit of a history behind it, Ariel, if you want to talk about the walk locally.
Absolutely. Yeah. So yeah. We are putting this event together to bring the entire community of Cranbrook to support those that are homeless, couch surfing, struggling to find housing, because we know the rental market is really, really like low right now. So we wanted to put this event together to bring this issue to the top of everyone's mind. So this event is going to happen on February 22nd. It's a 2 and 5 kilometer walk around downtown Cranbrook, and all of the proceeds are going to help individuals that are struggling to find housing, that are homeless, that are cold, that are outside this winter. And we're also going to give a bit of the proceeds to the Cranbrook Salvation Army as well.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting too, Lori, because I know before Christmas time, or as we lead up to the holiday season, even for the Salvation Army and the food banks, it's a little bit easier. People have got, you know, their big hearts because Christmas is coming. But this is sometimes where there's a bit of a lull, and it does get hard for the people that Ariel's referring to, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
Right. And you work with a lot of these people probably on a daily basis, don't you?
Yes. CMHA does have low-income housing, so we see a lot of this on a daily basis.
Right. Very good.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we see it in our Kootenay Haven Transition House with women and children fleeing abusive situations. It's really hard to find housing. So there's a lot of different programs that we support that touches on this issue. So that's why we wanted to bring this event and bring it large this year. So we're really excited to have it and to experience it. It's only 4 days away.
Right. And it's not a race or anything like that of people.
No.
It's pretty casual. Yeah.
It's very casual. It's a walk. So it's going to start and finish at the Days in Cranbrook at the conference center there. So it's from 4 p.m. till 8 p.m. And it's just a 2 or 5 kilometer walk. It's family friendly. You can bring your dogs with you. It's going to be, you know, we're going down the right towards downtown and doing a loop downtown and then headed back for a free meal when you get back. So,
okay. So you'll come up Kootenay Street. I see what you're
Kootenay
doing.
Kootenay Street. Yeah.
And then you'll hit Baker Street and kind of flip around and come back.
You bet.
How many are you expecting, or how many have you had registered now? Any idea?
I believe there's about 96 currently registered, and we'd like to see that up to about 150.
Oh, okay. And there's time to register before. If they want to register ahead, or they can go down on at the time and just do it, right?
Absolutely. So if people are looking to register prior to, all that needs to be done is go to www.cnoy.org.
Okay.
And everything is done online. It's a beautiful system.
What's the setting going to be like? Are you going to have some speakers there or anything like that? Are you lining up anything for the evening then?
Yeah, there will be an opening ceremony, and we will have our lead sponsor, Barry Architect and Associates, giving a speech. We will have a Zumba
Warm up.
Oh, good. Yeah, good idea.
Before we head off.
Yeah, sure. People can just do a stretch and get fired up and go.
You bet.
Okay, good. Anything else while we've got you here?
We just want to let the community know that we're so excited to have this event, and there's so many different ways that people can participate. So they can come out and walk. Registration fee is $25. They can also volunteer on event day, so they'll get a free toque, or they can donate online, so cnoy.org.
Good luck with what you're doing. We'll catch you there on Saturday.
Thank you so much, Dennis.
Days in Area, Lori and Ariel talking to us about the coldest night of the year walk, which is coming up this weekend. And we'll stay very close on this one. You'll be hearing their voices on The Breakfast Show again through the rest of the week to get you ready for the weekend. Here's Taylor Swift on 107.5 Today FM, the East Kootenays playlist.